With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet next Wednesday in California. Jennifer King has the report.
After hinting at a possible meeting for weeks, the White House has finally confirmed that the leaders of the world's two biggest economies, the U.S. and China, will meet in person in San Francisco during the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. China's foreign ministry confirmed that President Xi would attend APEC from Tuesday to November 17th at Biden's invitation. Matt Murray is the State Department's senior APEC official.
I think what we're very much driving forward on is trying to keep the lines of communication open and trying to manage competition responsibly.
Biden and Xi have no shortage of issues to discuss, including trade and export controls, Taiwan, North Korea, the restoration of military communications amid fraught relations in the South China Sea, and the conflicts in Ukraine and the Gaza Strip. Some of the details of the meeting have not yet been released. Thousands of protesters are expected to descend on San Francisco during the summit. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, a federal judge in Florida declining for now to postpone former President Donald Trump's classified documents trial. U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon pushed back several pretrial deadlines, but left the May 2024 trial date intact. The futuristic B-21 Raider warplane has taken its first flight, moving it closer to becoming the nation's next nuclear weapons stealth bomber.
The Raider flew out of Palmdale, California, where it has been under testing and development by Northrop Grumman. The Air Force plans to build 100 of the warplanes, which have a flying wing shape, much like their predecessor, the B-2 Spirit. But the Raider will incorporate advanced materials, propulsion, and stealth technology to make it more survivable in a future conflict.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Stocks remain sharply higher. All three major indexes now up more than 1%. This is SRN News. A new poll asks Americans why they switch churches.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that doctrine and the quality of the pastor are the top reasons that people leave one congregation for another. Other key factors include the authenticity of church members, worship style, and how a congregation cares for its community. The Lifeway survey also finds that most people who switch churches spend months not going to worship at all before they find a new home. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Vatican moves a step closer to embracing transgenderism. Pope Francis has signed a statement saying that it is permissible under certain circumstances for transgender people to be baptized as Catholics and serve as godparents. That document says people living as the opposite sex can receive baptism under the same conditions as other Catholics as long as it doesn't cause scandal or confusion. This is SRN News. A legendary American astronaut has died.
NASA has announced the passing Tuesday of Frank Borman, the commander of the first manned mission to the moon. Together with James Lovell and William Anders, the Apollo 8 crew entered lunar orbit and history on Christmas Eve 1968 and read from the Bible's Book of Genesis in a live telecast back to Earth that night. Their success paved the way for Apollo 11's lunar landing the following July. After his NASA career, Borman was the head of the then Eastern Airlines for a decade. He's remembered for his devotion to his wife Susan and his passion for aviation and exploration. Frank Borman was 95. George Williams reporting.
A surge in close calls between planes at U.S. airports this year. Staffing and irregular schedules are their seat as the problems at the FAA and the airlines. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.